with Gottlieb depicting the different stages of his own life. At the moment in the synagogue when the worshippers meditate on mortality, but also memory and continuity, Gottlieb is quite literally allowing his life to pass before our eyes. Welcome to A Journey Through the Machzor, Episode 25. Epilogue, the most famous image of Yom Kippur. I'm Meir Soloveitchik. What is the most famous Jewish painting in the world? I do not refer to a painting that explores biblical themes, such as Rembrandt's Moses, nor am I speaking of a well-known painting that happens to be by a Jewish artist. Rather, I am asking, what is the most well-known work of art by a Jewish artist that explores Judaic themes, that describes and depicts Jewish observance? The answer can almost certainly be found in a painting that now hangs in the Tel Aviv Museum. It is by the artist Maurisi Gottlieb, who, in the second half of the 19th century, as an artist in his 20s, created what is today called Jews Praying in the Synagogue on Yom Kippur. In the painting, we see Gottlieb himself, as he was at the time when he created this work of art. If you look at the image that has been provided, you will find Gottlieb in the depiction of the young man that seems to be meditating as he leans on his arm. We know that this is the artist because of the medallion that is upon him. It bears the Hebrew letters Mem Gimel, Moshe Gottlieb. The clothes that he wears seem somewhat strange. It appears to be a combination of the kittel, a traditional garment worn by Ashkenazic Jews on Yom Kippur, and a tallit, a prayer shawl, though it is not quite a kittel or a tallit. In the women's section of the synagogue, you will see one woman standing on the left. This is Gottlieb's depiction of Laura Rosenfeld, to whom he had been engaged, but she broke it off. And, I believe it has been suggested, Gottlieb gives himself unique garb because the tallit and the kittel were both worn by Ashkenazic Jews in Eastern Europe only after marriage, and the incomplete garments is perhaps a sign of his dream being denied. But the most interesting aspect of the painting can be found in some of the other individuals. We see, to the left, a young boy also bearing a medallion with the letters Mem Gimel. This is a sign that Gottlieb has given us not another individual in the synagogue, but rather a depiction of himself as a young boy. This, as others note, leads us to understand that the other boy on the right, sitting next to his father, is also Gottlieb. And then, most surprising of all, if we look at the Torah scroll, we will see on the plaque that adorns it etched letters that tell us that the Torah was given in memory of Moshe Gottlieb. In other words, Gottlieb gives us different stages of his life, his youth, his present-day age, and a memento mori, a reminder of his mortality. As I discussed in a lecture for the Strauss Center about the painting, the key to understanding it lies in what Gottlieb himself said when asked about his inspiration for this work of art. Here's what Gottlieb said, quote, "I myself have no clear answer, but as I was painting this picture, a special mood descended upon me, a feeling of sadness and despair, and I imagined that ghosts from the grave appeared before me, members of my family who had long since expired, and they surrounded me and looked at me with their dead eyes as if to say, bring us back to life. And so I drew them from memory or from old photographs I had of them, and as I placed them in true and living colors upon the canvas, my heart fell and I placed myself among them. A tumult of emotions passed over me as I witnessed my ghosts arise before me. And I thought to myself, we have little time in this world. My life too shall fade away. My eyes will close. And who can promise me that tomorrow I shall not be among those who rest in eternal sleep? And as I thought these thoughts, a higher power guided my brush. And behold, I stand before this inscription as a man stands before his own grave. To this day, I cannot solve this mystery." End quote. Eerily, soon after creating this painting, Maurisi Gottlieb became ill and passed away, perhaps through a terrible illness, or, as others suggest, due to circumstances linked to his broken heart. We ourselves must look further and wonder why Gottlieb chose this motif. If, as is often assumed, he is giving us Yom Kippur, what moment of Yom Kippur is being depicted? There have been different suggestions, and I would recommend Ezra Mendelsohn's book on Maurisi Gottlieb if you wish to know more about the artist and the painting. But for now, let us just note that some see this as giving us the moment in the synagogue before Ne'ilah. The difficulty with this explanation is that when Ne'ilah begins, the Torah, read at the afternoon service, has already been returned to the ark. Why, then, is the Torah still being held? Some therefore suggest that we are being given a moment in Mincha in the afternoon service. But this is not one of the most climactic moments in at least the Ashkenazic liturgical experience of the Day of Atonement. I would suggest that what he is giving us is a moment that follows the Torah reading and the reading of the Haftarah during the day on Yom Kippur, and that is Yizkor. Among Ashkenazic Jews, the tradition developed that those whose parents are still alive depart the synagogue as Yizkor begins. And when we look at Gottlieb's depiction of himself as a child, we can note that this child appears to be engaged in the activity of departure from the sanctuary. I would suggest that it is this very precise moment that Maurice Gottlieb gives us. It is a period when the Torah is still outside the ark, when, in synagogues in Europe, many, if not most of the adults would remain in the sanctuary, but many children would depart. Thus, with Gottlieb depicting the different stages of his own life, at the moment in the synagogue when the worshippers meditate on mortality, but also memory and continuity, Gottlieb is, as I put it in my lecture, quite literally allowing his life to pass before our eyes. And rightly understood, this painting is not only about finitude, but also about eternity. If we take a look at Gottlieb's posture, we will notice that, surprisingly, he appears to be leaning on the Torah scroll. This, of course, could never occur in a synagogue. It would be disrespectful. But perhaps Gottlieb is indicating that it is the Torah that sustains him, as if it is an existential pillar for his life. If we look further, we see that the plaque on the Torah that is a memorial for Gottlieb is hanging from the wooden staves, the handles on the Torah scroll, which are known as Atzei Chaim, trees of life. This means that Gottlieb is saying that he is linked to the Torah in life, and he will be linked to the Torah after he is gone. The Torah allows the barriers between past, present, and posterity to fade away so that all the Jewish generations are joined. You may recall my speaking about one of my heroes, the Israeli astronaut Ilan Ramon, and how he took up into space aboard the shuttle Columbia with him a tiny Torah scroll that had been utilized for a clandestine bar mitzvah in Bergen-Belsen. Ramon, speaking about it to all Israel, described the Torah as a chut chevel mekasher ma'od meragesh, an incredibly emotional tie that binds. That, of course, is what the Torah is for us. And here, the Torah sustains Gottlieb as he is physically connected to it. And then, the plaque describing the memory of Gottlieb is quite literally bound to the Torah, the tree of life. And the point, of course, is that the Torah can connect us to all the Jewish generations, binding us from this world to the next. This has been a difficult year, but also an inspiring year, a year in which we saw Jewish resilience and courage and heroism. And inspired by those moments, we can feel more profoundly bound to the Jewish story of generations. Gottlieb told us, in the quote I mentioned before, that in creating this painting, he was seeking to answer his ancestors' requests, who said, "Bring us back to life." On Yom Kippur, and the Torah comes out of the Ark for Kol Nidrei, we can bind ourselves through the Torah to Jews around the world and to all the generations that have come before, and allow in our mind's eye and in our heart the sacrifice, the heroism, and the courage of those who are not physically here with us to live again. This is Meir Soloveitchik, thanking you for joining me, wishing you a blessed year. Signing off.